From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. More than 1,500 members of the civic group, the 100 Black Men of America, are in Fort Lauderdale today for the organization's 28th annual convention. The mission of the 100 is to improve the quality of life within the Black community and to create more educational and economic opportunities for all African Americans. Dennis Wright is the president of the Greater Fort Lauderdale chapter, and he joins us today from his office to talk about the group's efforts to mentor young Black men ages 12 to 18. Dennis, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you, Ms. Hinton.
How does your mentoring program work?
Well, what we do in the Greater Fort Lauderdale chapter has a leadership academy where we meet with the young men. We provide group mentoring every Saturday from 10 to 12 for the past 10 years. We've been providing group mentoring and peer-to-peer mentoring. And then that spawns off to some one-on-one mentoring as needs require. But that is multiple ways of doing that. Sometimes we actually go into the classroom. I've attended parent-teacher conferences just to make sure that not only that the parent knows we're going to be there for the child, but the school knows that we're behind that child and supporting them 100%.
And what impact does that have when the school knows that you are there and you're supporting that child in addition to the child's parents?
Extremely positive impact. When you sit down with a teacher and let them know that I'm here serving as a mentor for this child and I'm here to make sure he or she is successful, how can I help? Teachers are overwhelmingly excited about that opportunity because they know that sometimes there's a struggle in the home and the parents need that support from the community, and that's what we provide. We are a source of role models for those young Black males, helping them make those decisions that are critical to their overall success from an education perspective, making sure they're positive contributors to society, and they grow up to be respectable young men.
Is part of your work confronting stereotypes?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And what we do, though, is we make the young men that we mentor aware of those stereotypes and some of the consequences that goes along with those. So when they make decisions on how they present themselves, they're fully aware of the stereotypes that exist and they can make an informed decision on whether or not they want to present themselves in that manner. There was this particular young man in our leadership academy. He came in every Saturday with his pants sagging. And we normally tell them, pull your pants up. And, you know, that's short term, right? They'll pull them up while they're in the leadership academy, but eventually they will go down. But being a consistent role model for this young man and him seeing us being successful and not wearing our pants that way and not presenting ourselves that way, eventually I got a call from his mother who said that he told her he was no longer going to sag his pants because he wanted to be more like Mr. Wright. And that meant a great deal to me because what happened there was that was a mindset change that happened over a period of time. And with that mindset change, typically they don't go back to what they were doing before they had that change of mindset. So that's very important that we as Black men lead by example and show a positive image for our young Black males.
Well, Dennis Wright, president of the Greater Fort Lauderdale chapter of the 100 Black Men of America, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Ms. Hinton. I appreciate the opportunity.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.